Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, it's Misty. This is Lattes and Legends. Hello. Hi. It's Tuesday morning, and I've had my latte. I actually stopped by my favorite bakery / coffee shop, so I am pretty caffeinated so far. So where have I been? I don't think I even know. You know, I told you guys that my life was kind of slowing down with the move and everything. Guess what? It hasn't, and that's fine. However, I said I would do another episode in a week, and I didn't. So I'm going to try to be good about this. So welcome. This is the fourth season, I believe, and this is episode 3, and I'm focusing on cursed families. The one I'm doing today, I didn't quite know that much about, although I did, but didn't, and we'll get into that in a second. But yeah, I had a lot of fun researching this and learned a lot nonetheless. So I've been doing some stuff to the website. Lots and lots of things are happening with it. So I did finally get the Patreon up and working. So now I just have to do some updates. I've got some WordPress things happening that I will add to the main website. And that way you can hear episodes from there too. It's going to take me a minute because I don't do IT stuff for a living. But I can't afford to pay anybody to do it for me. So there's that. So bear with me. There are some changes on the main website, which is lattesandlegendspodcast.com. There are still coffee mugs up and stickers. And I'm thinking about adding something else, perhaps some office-y stuff, because I'm obsessed with office stuff. I don't know. We'll see. Be sure to check out the podcast on Instagram. It's Lattes and Legends. And on Facebook, it's Lattes and Legends Podcast. Yeah, thanks for all the new likes on Facebook and Instagram, all the new follows, all that good stuff. What else do I have? I just finished the Dr. Death podcast. I don't know if you guys have listened to this. This past season is about an Italian surgeon who basically botched all these surgeries, the woman that fell in love with him, and it's pretty crazy. I had heard about it on other true crime podcasts, and it was so cool that I listened to it, and then I found out about Dr. Death, and it was all about her and this man. So check it out. It's awesome. Also, I just finished the show Clickbait on Netflix, and I was, at first I did not think I would like it. It didn't start in a way that I liked, and then there it was. Brilliant. So check it out. It's on Netflix if you are a Netflixer. So I'm going to take a couple sips of my latte, take a couple bites of my scone, and we're going to dive into Cursed Families. Mm-hmm. The Grimaldi family. Dun, dun, dun. All right, here we go. Let's talk about the Grimaldi family. So sources for this episode. Sorry, I have to make my notes bigger because I can't see. That's what happens when you get old. Oop, made it too big. Mm-mm. All right, so the Grimaldi family. Sources are the dailymail.co.uk, tatler.com, abcnews.go.com, independent.ie, express.co.uk, wedding, etc.co.za, theculturetrip.com, and townandcountrymag.com. So, just going to dive into this story. So, Monaco's royal family assumed control more than, let's say, I think it's about 700 years ago, and they have been one of the most glamorous families in Europe. And the thing is, the neighboring countries were kind of concerned about the monarch and just everything that was going on with the Monaco royal family. And after you hear this story, you will see why. The reigning monarch is Albert II, the son of Grace of Monaco, formerly known as, yes, Grace Kelly. Mm-hmm. While glamorous, the Grimaldi's family fame is edged with a helping of misfortune, allegedly owing to a family curse. Mm-mm-mm. During its time at the helm of Monaco, the Grimaldi family has seen a lot of controversy. There's been rumors of infidelity, scandal, and lots of divorce have followed them around in the past few years. These incidents bring up the myth that there is a curse on this family. Popular lore suggests that a successor from the House of Grimaldi is responsible for bringing all of this misfortune on the family. I'm going to pause there for a second. And this already makes me think about the Getty family and John Paul Getty's actions bringing a curse onto his family. And it's interesting how these stories all work out. All right, so back to the story at hand. All right, so the myth happened in about the 13th century, and it suggests that nobleman Francisco Grimaldi captured the Rock of Monaco. And this is a monolith of the Mediterranean coast of that state. He accomplished his first conquest when he was dressed as a monk. And the legend has it that he immediately set about making his way and doing things that were not quite monk-like. He killed witches, heretics. Mm-hmm. Yes. He even killed people in his family that he thought were witches and heretics. While burning at the stake, one of the women he killed, who he said was a witch, declared, quote, "Never will a Grimaldi find true happiness in marriage," end quote. Apparently her curse, quote, curse, is what starts the Grimaldi myth and curse that has been going around for about 700 years. So one of the most notable couples in the family broke up after 11 years. That was Prince Albert I and Mary Victoria Hamilton. And they tried to get married again, and then some of their partners died young. It's just kind of a mess. And everyone in this family has basically lost their partner to death, divorce, scandal, you name it. It has happened in the Grimaldi family. Grace Kelly, also we just talked about her, the Princess of Monaco, she was the victim of a curse as well. We'll get back to that in a second. So what should we talk about now? Let's talk about Grace Kelly and how she was trying to find love. And so she decided that she would move abroad to marry Prince Rainier III. Many of her friends, family, sources that were close to her say that she was just yearning for stability and marriage. She allegedly said once, quote, "Although I had become a star, I was feeling lost and confused. I didn't want to drift into my 30s, not knowing where I was going in my personal life," end quote. One of her friends was an actress named Judith, and she said that Grace Kelly's new role was, quote, "more difficult than any day on the movie set," end quote. So there were lots of rumors about Prince Rainier III and how he had taken at least three mistresses within months of his wedding to Grace Kelly. And she did end up getting pregnant with their first child. And Prince Rainier was not kind to Grace Kelly. And clearly, with all the rumors, he was not very secretive about the affairs that he had. And so things were not stable for them at all. And then there was a mysterious death that occurred when Grace Kelly was driving. All right, so now let's talk about the car crash. So Grace Kelly died at the age of 52 as she was driving her 17-year-old daughter to school in Paris. So let's talk about this. There's been a lot of rumors about the car crash, her injuries, all kinds of stuff. Many people say that the public was not given the correct information about what happened, and no one really got the whole story. Even in Monaco, the chief surgeon called all these rumors, quote, garbage, and said that he gave the whole story. He knew what happened. Everything he said was true, but just, you know how rumors start, and you know how urban legends start. Hey, that's why I do this podcast. What do you know? So here we go. So some people say she was going to school. Others say that they were going on a different trip, all kinds of stuff. So according to an article from the Chicago Tribune called Rainier and Grace, An Intimate Portrait, it was written by Jeffrey Robinson. The couple had train tickets to Paris, and also that's where their 17-year-old daughter, Stephanie, was going to school. So Grace's chauffeur brought out the princess's 11-year-old Rover and offered to drive. But Grace insisted that she wanted to drive, and they had a lot of luggage, and they couldn't fit that many people in the car with the luggage. So she was like, no, it's cool, I'll drive. So about 2 miles outside of La Turbe, I don't know if that's how you say it, Grace missed a sharp turn. The car went over a 120-foot slope. Whew. Mm-hmm. So Stephanie's sister, Caroline, was interviewed for this article. And talked to Robinson when he wrote the article about what her sister Stephanie had told her happened in the car. Stephanie survived. Let's just put that there. So Caroline said that Stephanie told me, quote, Mommy kept saying, I can't stop, I can't stop. The brakes won't work. I can't stop. She said that Mommy was in a complete panic. Stephanie grabbed the handbrake. She told me right after the accident, quote, I pulled on the handbrake, but it wouldn't stop. I tried, but I just couldn't stop the car, end quote. So Stephanie got out of the hospital the next day, and she only had minor injuries. Grace Kelly had a second hemorrhage, likely caused by the accident, and never regained consciousness again, dying at the age of 52. Stephanie gave a lot of interviews about the accident, and she said that her mom had been having headaches, and during the accident, she said it looked like her mom had blacked out, and then the car was like swerving, and then it was full speed off the side of the cliff. Yikes. So then, just a few days later, doctors confirmed that there was evidence of a cerebral incident. So clearly she had some sort of headache, head injury, something like that. And there's also stories that say that because of this headache or blackout, that Grace got really confused and thought the accelerator was the brake and vice versa, or she couldn't use her legs. That being said, there's lots of stories that she might have had a stroke as she was driving, and that's why she couldn't use her legs, and that's why she couldn't brake the car. Mm-hmm. So, again, weird urban legends have come from this. Some people say that the car, like the brakes were cut because of, you know, some things going on in the family. She was a princess after all. Lots of drama with the royal families. Lots of interviews were given though. But some people basically don't know how Stephanie got out because the passenger door was completely smashed in, and she got out of the driver's side. But then other people were like, well, how did Grace Kelly die if she could get out? There's just lots of weird, weird things. One of her friends / sources said that he always thought that Grace Kelly was in danger just because she had entered this royal family, and just things seemed off, very suspicious. There were messages sent to the palace that led to some suspicions. Mm-hmm. One of these suspicions was that Stephanie was the one driving, and that Grace Kelly, when she was injured in the car crash, did not receive the correct medical care that she was supposed to get. One last thing about this Grace Kelly urban legend and the car being sabotaged. Apparently there were witnesses, and one of the witnesses was driving a truck, and he said that he honked the horn, and just the car was just going so fast, and they wouldn't stop, and they wouldn't brake. And he was just very concerned about if something was going on, if there was a fight behind the wheel. It just seemed really off for him. And so also what's crazy is that both women were alive when the car crashed. And it initially only looked like they had bruises and wounds and were in shock. When Grace Kelly was rescued, that's when they said she had a stroke. And she got, that's when she fell into a coma. Her husband was the one that made the decision to take her off life support after 2 days. Mm-hmm. At her funeral, which was televised, there were over a million people tuned in to see this iconic Hollywood starlet that turned into Monica royalty closing out her life. And there's also, there's a link on YouTube where you can watch it. It's Princess Grace funeral in 1982. It's the original ABC News report. Part of me really remembers watching this when I was a kid. I think my grandmother really had a thing for her or something. I don't remember. I'm trying to think about it. I watched the YouTube video and definitely had seen that before. It was one of those days I stayed homesick to watch game shows with my grandma. I don't know. So yeah, it's a crazy story, and I will let you do a little bit more research on it. There's lots of websites about the rover itself. One of the websites that I just found today is called buy.motorists.com. And it talks about how the rover could have really been sabotaged. And so there's a lot on that website as well. And just real quick, I wanted, if you don't know Grace Kelly, I just wanted you to understand how she was so popular back in the day. She was a starlet. She was in Alfred Hitchcock movies. What else was she in? She spent time with Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby. Very beautiful, beautiful woman and starlet. I believe she was in, what was she in? Maybe Rear Window? That could be it. Yeah, but you can find lots of pictures of her at the Academy Awards and just being beautiful. Yeah. So that is all I have for today. I know that was short and sweet. I really wanted to focus just on the Grace Kelly story and how this family could possibly be cursed. So if you want to find out more about it, check those sources and all that. I'm going to finish my latte and enjoy this Tuesday. I will do my best to record another episode and get it up next week or maybe this weekend. And I hope everyone has a wonderful week. Happy September. Halloween is coming. Check out the new website and I will keep you guys posted on that. I will put some pictures up of Grace Kelly on Instagram and the car crash. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you next week. Goodbye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.